You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Friday. It is the last Friday of the month of February. Time is a-going and a-going, so we must seize the opportunities that have come for us to be fruitful and fill our space. We are moving from disaster to reconstruction. It's been a powerful teaching all this week. Wednesday, you heard a snippet of our Sunday service when Pastor Beckford first introduced this message, from disaster to reconstruction. So if you've been through disaster, just know that reconstruction is next. You're in between two extremes, disaster and reconstruction. So we can't put all of our emphasis on the disaster, but we must move forward into a time of reconstruction. God is reconstructing his body, his kingdom here in the earth for a greater glory. This is the time. This is the season. We want to invite you out for March 8th, a night of laughter. It's a Saturday night coming up soon, and very soon we have a national comedian, Christian comedian by the name of Funny Bone Harris, who is coming to the Cocoa area, and he is going to have a night of laughter on the 8th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the location is Venue and Beyond at 1212 Dixon Boulevard. So we want to invite you out with your family, your friends, your guests to come and join us for that evening. And then the next day, Sunday morning, he'll be ministering at Celebration Tabernacle Church. So all are welcome to attend. Please don't delay. Make your commitment to yourself to be there. Otherwise, it's going to pass. And we're going to be here talking about how great it was.
Yeah.
And we'll say, oh, there'll be people who will say, oh, I was going to come.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
So, like I always says, make a what? Mm-hmm.
A quality decision.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling them in enough time that you're going to put it on your calendar and come and join us. You know you'll have a night to remember.
Mm-hmm. And I want to also invite you out to Celebration Tabernacle Church on Sunday for worship. If you haven't visited us at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, there's a personal invitation for you to see us this Sunday. Come and worship with us at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, right in the heart of Cocoa. I promise you that you will not regret being there. I promise you that. And also, you have heard us on the radio, but you might not have met us in person. This is a good way for you to meet all three of us, Pastor Diana and my lovely wife, Emily. You can meet us, come up and say, I listen to you guys. And right now you can put a face with the voices, right? Mm-hmm. So we give you that invitation to come. And I'll say that our church is a fun, loving church. You'll find the love of God there, and the people are great. The people love God, and we are asked, guys, to love God, love people.
Amen.
And we teach our people that at Celebration. Yes. If you love God, then you love people. You can't say you love God and do not love people. Those two don't match.
Doesn't match.
It doesn't matter.
Oxymoron.
That's right. Yeah. So if you say you love God, then you must love people.
Yes. And I'm the one with the New York accent. So all you New Yorkers out there, come over and say hi to me.
That's right.
I was born and raised all my life in New York.
We have a lot of small group opportunities for fellowship and service. So we want to let you know about all of those. We have a men's ministry. We have a women's Bible study that recently started up on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. So we want to extend that invitation to any women who want to come out. It's for all ages. For women specifically, Thursday nights at 7 p.m. The location is at Celebration Tabernacle Church in the sanctuary. So come on out for that. Our men meet on a Saturday a month. Sometimes it varies the day, but it's a Saturday each month for men's breakfast. We also have a marriage enrichment ministry, which is a great time every time for married couples and those who are planning to get married. Want to invite you to that. That is usually the second Saturday of every month. This month will be a little bit of a schedule change in March because of the Night of Laughter, the comedy night. But in April, it will be the second Saturday, resume the second Saturday at 7 p.m. So that's for all married couples. If you've been, and or about to be, if you've been married 1 year, 10 years, 40 years, 50 years, come on out. We have a couple that participates that's been married over 40 years, and they said that they now see that they've just been winging it up to this point. So it's a great time to enrich our marriages, to be there for that. That's led by Johnny and Paula Collins. We also have a dynamic children's ministry.
Yes.
And that takes place every Sunday morning. The children are in the sanctuary with us for praise, for worship. Our children dance at the altar. They have a great time. And then once we get into the announcements and such, they go back to children's church with their children's church teacher, and they learn a life-impacting lesson that they'll be able to carry with them throughout their upcoming weeks and months as they, you know, go back to school and they go back home and such. They're bringing the word. They're equipped with the word of God, and that's for ages 3 to 11. So that's every Sunday morning during church. We have children's church. So it's great to bring your children, to bring your grandchildren for that, to be able to take part in the children's ministry. We have we have need for ushers. We have need for the hospitality team. We have growing events, growing families and such. So wherever you foresee where you want to get plugged in, there's an opportunity for you at Celebration Tabernacle Church. So we're not just the Sunday-only church. We're in there different days of the week for different times. We have an outreach ministry that has partnered with other local agencies. So if you're looking to get plugged in with other agencies and you just don't know how to make that connection, you could team up with our outreach team. They have connections throughout the city of Cocoa and beyond for other organizations that are looking for volunteers and such. So there's so much to do. God gives us the do so that we can do, right? He gives us the do that we've been talking about this week, D-E-W, so that we can D-O, so that we can do. In Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12, our theme scripture that we've been looking at this week, "For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things." When Pastor was teaching this on Sunday, he made a differentiation between the ground given its increase and the vine given its fruit. And he told us about corn. When corn grows to maturity and produces the corn stalk, it just gets cut down.
Oh, yeah, it's on.
It's done. It's a one harvest wonder.
Yes, that's right. Come on, Dad.
But the vine.
Okay, come on.
The vine continually bears fruit. Yeah. So when you go out and you pull a fruit off of a vine, you just make space for the next fruit to come. You're not. It's not done. It's going to continually, each season, produce more fruit. It's not just cut and done. And have to be re-planted, recultivated. Yeah. So God is bringing us into a season with our gifts, with our talents, with the fruit of our life, where we're going to be operating in an overflow, where we're not going to feel like it's taking away from us to serve him, but we're going to know that it's adding to us and it's adding to the body of Christ when we're utilizing our fruit to bring him glory, to share his love, his compassion, to meet the needs of people. How are we meeting the needs? From our overflow, by being connected there to that vine, so that fruit is continually being given. So there's levels of elevation in the kingdom of God. That's why I said in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, that the latter temple is going to be more glorious than the former. God is a God from glory to glory. He continually wants things to become better and better. So when we're moving from disaster to reconstruction and we're building again, we're building back better. We're going to be able to produce more effectively. Why? Because we have the wisdom of the things that we have been through. We're able to course correct from the disaster. Yes. And we're able now to build again, to reconstruct. Even the best of the best house or the best, it needs at some time, as time goes on, there's going to need to be some reconstruction. You're going to want some improvements. You're going to want some upgrades in that thing. We can't allow things to remain stagnant in our life. We have to continually be reconstructing and developing using the gifting and the talents, the resources, the networks that God has given us. I've said it before that a yard can eat up a house. If a yard is not cared for, it will eat up a house. It will tear a house up if left over time. So we have to make sure that we're doing the things in our relationships, we're doing the things in our life position that are necessary in order to continually elevate, to continually to make improvements. And we're doing that, why? Because God wants to continually exalt himself through us.
Yes, he's going to, because God is looking for that. He's looking, and as you said, the progression, the seed to the vine. The seed to the vine. And from seed to vine, where we get into the continual flow of God, producing and producing. And that's what God wants for us in the year 2025, that we will be what? Fruitful, continually producing fruit. So may you find the peace of God in this year, 2025, and be fruitful.
He's causing the remnants.
Come on.
So that the remnants. So those are people who others perceive as unqualified. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
your day
you looking
count? For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.